along comes the hated Samaritan. The Samaritan who himself would be living with a deep suspicion and mistrust of Jews. And he's the one who shows compassion. He's the one who gets it, which is that common humanity overrides it all. It's a wonderful story with a wonderfully simple message. Forget the sophisticated arguments for not going to help. You need to go and help. Some of you will recall that Mrs. Thatcher famously produced a rather eccentric exegesis of this passage when she was addressing the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland. This passage, she said, is a defence of capitalism, because if it weren't for a good functioning economic system, the Samaritan wouldn't have any money with which to help the man in need. Well, we don't know that the Samaritan's well off. All he pays is 2 denarii, 2 days' wages. The rest is on credit. We have no way of knowing that the Samaritan actually has the financial resources to pay off the bill. He just leaves the injured man there. But that's clearly not what the story is about. It's a story, quite simply, about human compassion and the importance of seeing what is there in front of you, in rather a different sense in the Gospel from the sense in Amos, but that's also about the importance of seeing what's there in front of you. I listen, when it's not Lent, to the Today programme quite a lot. And one of the things that makes me cross, and it does make me genuinely cross, is, and it happens very frequently on the Today programme, is the highly paid, articulate professional who's been hired by somebody to defend the indefensible. You get a lot of it. Whether it's the policy of some particularly brutal or repressive government, whether it's the selling of another batch of arms to an unpleasant regime elsewhere in the world, on the justification that lots of British jobs depend on it, or you could develop prostitution on that basis as a sort of sound economic prospect for which there's a considerable demand. Those sorts of things, where you're being distracted from the plain and simple moral truth that's there in front of you. And this morning's readings are an excellent reminder to us to see what is obviously morally there, what God sees when he looks at the world, what Amos saw when he went out of his front door or got in from dressing his sycamore trees, what Jesus recalls us to in that simplest and most powerful of stories. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.